Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
The Berkshire Playwrights Lab will present the Berkshire Playwrights Lab 6th Season Multimedia Gala Celebration on Friday, June 7th at 7:30, with staged readings on selected Wednesdays throughout July and August, all at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. The benefit on June 7th will feature new one-act plays written exclusively for the lab by Joe Kakachi, Richard Dresser, and Mark Malone, a scene from Anna Ziegler's upcoming Life Science, as well as a monologue written and performed by Maddie Myers. The gala cast will include, among others, Treat Williams and Tony Shalhoub. Tony Shalhoub was just nominated for a Tony Award for his Broadway performance in Golden Boy. His television work includes NBC's Wings and sleuth Adrian Monk in the TV series Monk. He has won 3 Emmy Awards and a Golden Globe for his work in Monk, and it's a great pleasure to welcome him to the roundtable this morning. Thank you very much for being with us, sir. I appreciate it.
Good morning. Pleasure to be here.
Very nice to have you aboard. How did you get involved in this Berkshire Playwrights Lab project?
Well, I've known Joe Kakachi for many, many years, actually. And when he lived here, out here in Los Angeles, I did several readings for him, several projects this past year. But, well, say about a year ago, I did a short film that he wrote and directed, a three-character film. I did it with Minnie Driver. It's actually going to be opening the film festival out there in the Berkshires next week. So he and I have a bit of a history together, and I love him as a friend. I love him as a writer and a director.
Do you know what you will be doing as part of the Lab Gala yet?
Well, we're looking at 2 pieces of his. We're juggling, trying to figure out which one would be the best to go with the other pieces. They're both really, really strong. And I think it's just a matter of kind of massaging them both a bit and figuring out which one we want to do the most. One is about a politician and his handler, and their kind of dynamic, and I really like that piece. I think we're wondering if at this moment in time people are a little bit saturated and satiated with politics. So we're kind of weighing that question. And the other piece is about a Hollywood writer who's talking to his kind of younger, a Hollywood writer is approaching 60 years old, and he's in conversation with his younger agent and his agent's even younger assistant. And it's a kind of a very painful, squirmy, true-to-life Hollywood kind of very, very funny Hollywood piece. So we're weighing our options.
That's an interesting idea of what I assume you deal with that of the generations of Hollywood of working on any kind of production, where you have the youngsters and you have the veterans. That must be an interesting mix.
Well, it is, and it's really, it gets a little bit more murky when you start to add in, you know, the fact that I started doing this a very long time ago, and there were a lot of years where I was the young guy, and now not so much. Just did a pilot. I did a pilot this spring, for CBS, a half-hour single-camera comedy, and it actually, well, we found out a week ago, it got picked up, and the network's going to try it out.
That's great.
But it's about these 4 guys. They're 4 divorced guys living in Los Angeles. Anyway, I'm the oldest guy. I don't know how that happened. I woke up one day, and everyone I'm working with is younger than me.
When you think, though, of okay, yeah, being that oldest guy, but you've always had work, right? I mean, you have kept going. and have gone from one pretty successful situation to another.
Well, I suppose it sort of seems that way.
On paper, it looks good, Tony.
From the outside, through my eyes, it looks like intermittent work with long gaps of oh my god, just sheer panic, So it's really just a matter of perspective after all.
But meaning that you can stay relevant, you can find your place, you can find a good role, and sure, luck plays a part of it too, doesn't it?
I guess it does, but I really have been fortunate. I mean, I started out in the theater, and I did that for a lot of years before I did television and film. And so I found too that when I started doing television and film, I kind of tried to go back to the theater, check in with that as often as I could. And so when one area seemed to dry up a little bit, I kind of gravitated toward another area. And in that way, I feel like I have worked fairly steadily because I was open to doing all three. And you try to be selective, and you don't want to just take everything that comes down the pike. But sometimes you do make your decisions about certain jobs because there's been a bit of a dry spell, and you think, what the hell, it's good. It's better to be busy. And, so I have a few things that I'm not, I forget to put on my resume or I don't mention, but, not that many that I'm completely embarrassed about.
When you mentioned the new show on CBS, which is called We Are Men, and
yeah,
it's Cal Penn, Jerry O'Connell, and Chris Smith, and you. And so when you take on a project like that, and that, like Monk, and I assume even Wings, that gives you a certain amount of stability that is rare in this field, but has to be something that you look forward to, at least the prospect of.
Well, right, only the prospect of, because, in the TV landscape nowadays, getting a pilot picked up, I mean, even though we're very proud of the piece, it came out well, the chemistry seems good. If there's a lot of pressure on these, especially on the network shows, I think, because there's a certain expectation, and they have to perform as well as the show that's on just before them and just after them. And, they have to kind of fit into the schedule, and, there's a lot of competition. And so, what the networks, you want them to sort of stay with you for a while and let the thing get a toehold, but oftentimes they don't. They, if it's not really working right out of the box, they'll just kind of shut it down, but depending on, how expensive it is for them. But luckily, this is CBS, and they are, they've been number one now for a number of years, and they're positioned incredibly well. So, our hope is that they're gonna give us a chance, and we'd like to be doing it for a long stretch.
You mentioned your link to the theater, and I mentioned in the introduction of your nomination. Congratulations, by the way, of being nominated for a Tony for Golden Boy and your performance in that. What is it like to be in a project like that where? Again, on paper, everything, from what I read, everything just seemed to go really right and beautiful.
Yeah, this particular job, this project was one of the best experiences I've had, and I can't even remember how many years. First of all, it's great material, and he assembled a truly amazing cast, and not amazing just in the sense of their skill and their talent, but also in the camaraderie that grew during this process was just kind of life changing, really. it's rare when you have a cast, especially a large cast, that gels the way this one did. There are 19 characters in this play, so it's a lot of actors, and everybody just seemed to get the kind of collaborative vibe that this play required. Everyone seemed to love and be committed to the material equally, and it was a bit of a love fest. And then, of course, you add on to that the director and his level of brilliance, and it just was one of those rare, perfect experiences in the theater.
Bartlett, sure, was the director, and certainly someone who had a great deal of experience in directing Odette's, and here again, the source material, it doesn't get much better.
You know, it's interesting too. As great as this material is, and even though it was written during the Depression, it was written in 1936 or 7, it seems so timely and so relevant. So when I reread it again last summer, when I was considering the project, I was struck by how important this material is for today. It felt to me like it could have been written 3 months ago. But even beyond that, it struck me personally in a way that I haven't had for a long time. I mean, examining this character, exploring that whole story was almost, I felt like it was speaking to me in a way. I mean, it landed on me where I am in my life as a father, as an American, as an artist, all of those things. It just felt like it hit me right between the eyes, and it's really, really quite satisfying when the material you're working on speaks to you in that way, so profoundly and so personally.
Well, we will find out. The Tony Awards are June 9th, so just 2 days after you're in town doing this, you'll find out whether you win the Tony or not. So our fingers are crossed for you. Tony Shalhoub will be part of the Berkshire Playwrights Lab 6th season gala celebration on Friday, the 7th of June at 7:30 at the Mehewi Performing Arts Center in Great Barrington, Massachusetts. You can go to berkshireplaywrightslab.org for more information. berkshireplaywrightslab.org for information about the event on June 7th. Tony Shalhoub, I wish you nothing but the best of luck for both the Tonys and, of course, the new show and the work in Great Barrington. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks. It was fun talking to you.
A great pleasure. Thank you. Again, you can find out more about Tony Shalhoub and the whole gang at the Berkshire Playwrights Lab 6th season gala celebration Friday, June 7th. By going to berkshireplaywrightslab.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.